With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. The Washington wine industry is preparing for a significant boost of nearly 300% in its research budget over the next 4 years. An estimated $5.5 million worth of research funding is part of a new strategic plan recently approved by the Wine Commission's Board of Directors. The Commission's Research Director, Melissa Hansen, says it's a big leap forward.
We will have more money to dedicate that the Wine Commission itself will fund viticulture and enology research. So some of that will be at Washington State University, our research partner. Some could be elsewhere, depending on what the need and what the priority is.
So, what makes this different?
We've got a 4-year strategic plan that was approved by the Commission Board. It's a very detailed plan. It is not one of these sit on the shelf, look pretty on your coffee table. This is something that has very specific goals. We have sort of a 4-pronged approach, and then there's very specific goals underneath that.
Hansen says this could be groundbreaking.
I want to be able to, in 5 years, say, you know, we really supported some transformational research that moved the dial. The industry now has a hope of controlling grapevine virus in the vineyard or mechanization or whatever the topic is.
And she says the industry has stepped up.
We've got a lot of industry feedback, and so they'll be sifting through that and, you know, trying to decide which one do we want to tackle first.
The Washington Wine Commission represents every licensed winery and wine grape grower in the state. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.